How long was it again before you landed that first job?
The first job, and which was a long-term job for me, I was there about 6 years. It took me 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get that job.
So 2 weeks after you graduated from National Laser, you're working.
Yeah. I started working.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome everybody to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis Laser Guy, and I'm here exploring journeys of estheticians, cosmetic laser techs, nurses, and the wonderful world of medical aesthetics. Today, my guest is Natalie, who I met her when she traveled from California, relocating to Arizona. It was like 10 years ago or something like that when I met you?
Just about, yeah.
You were a youngin'. Weren't you like 22 or something?
23. I just turned 33 last week, so.
Well, happy birthday. Wow, I can't believe I've known you 10 years. Holy shit.
I know.
And what's crazy is this business is so awesome because I think you looked like the exact same as you did 10 years ago, which is a good thing, by the way.
Thank you.
thank you. Botox, fillers, lasers, et cetera, right?
All of it. Check, check,
all
check.
Right. What was like your first jobs before you stepped in the world of aesthetics?
Retail. I mean, pretty simple. I worked at Nordstrom, you know, all the retail stores, but really nothing that excited me. And I knew that going to school to become an esthetician would be like the career that I would love. And I love helping people. So that's what I love to do.
Right. So the world of Nordstrom's and retail was not like the forever dream job. Oh my God, I love this so much. I can do it forever.
No, definitely not.
And where did you go to aesthetic school? I forgot.
So it was in San Diego. It's called Maranello Schools of Beauty.
Yeah, they're actually a big player. I think they've got a zillion locations across the country. I know them quite well.
Yeah, I'm pleased with the experience that I had there, but more so at National Laser Institute.
Oh, I like hearing that. So you did the aesthetic school in California, you came to Arizona. And what made you want to concentrate on technologies and lasers versus just jumping right into like working at a hotel and doing, you know, facials, peels, and things like that?
It was always my dream to work with lasers. I love it. I love how advanced it is and it's ongoing. It's continuously changing, you know, and the effects of it are just so much better. They're long-term effects for people that are going through like facial changes.
How did you know that when you're like just graduating from aesthetic school? How did you know that?
I probably saw into the future or something. I don't know. I just knew. I was like up and coming at the time.
Right.
It was relatively new. And I knew that I would make, you know, some more money and that always helps. But helping people has always been my passion. So
had you ever, before you went to train at National Laser years ago, had you ever like had cosmetic technology treatments on yourself? Like anything at all?
I didn't have any, but now I've done everything.
Yeah, sure you have. So the first treatments you actually had was at National Laser, huh?
Yes, it was.
That's cool. So what do you remember about your 2 week boot camp experience in Scottsdale, Arizona? Like what comes to mind about the experience?
Oh, I love everything. I love the setup. I love how quick it is, how easy it is, you know, going into doing the didactic training and then hands-on with clinical, having fun using all those machines. It was kind of nervous. I was a little nervous, but then, you know, getting in it, I was just like a natural.
So. Right. And I know you told me this before, but refresh my memory from the time you graduated. Now you're out there, you're looking for a job. How long was it again before you landed that first job?
The first job, and which was a long-term job for me. I was there about 6 years. It took me 2 weeks, to get that job.
So from 2 weeks after you graduated from National Laser, you're working.
Yeah. I started working and I was there for 6 years. You know, I started as a laser technician, then right. Business developer and location director. And
awesome. Was that a Laserway chain?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Laserway.
Right on. And then after Laserway, you left them to do what? Refresh my memory.
So now I have my own business.
So you went from Laserway, the Nespa world, to launching your own gig.
Well, I worked for Bodcore, which I still work with Bodcore, but I have my own Bodcore device. In my business, as well as doing facials and microneedling and all
very
of those
cool. fun things. And when did you launch your own business? Because I missed that segment of your world. I know I heard
briefly. I know.
When did that happen?
It was shortly after the pandemic last year in October is when I launched, and I just took a risk, and I had an opportunity knocking at my door, and it's been opportunities ever since then. So I'm really blessed that I took that step.
And is your location in Phoenix or Scottsdale or at?
It's in Scottsdale right now. It's off Raintree and the 101.
Very cool. You're not too far from me.
I know.
So is it just like kind of like a little one or two room shop, or is it something big and grandiose? Or
just a one room? It's just a one bed, like one suite. Right. And now we're looking at expanding. So we're looking on Scottsdale Road and McDonald to expand in that area. And I'm really excited about it.
Very cool. So what kind of, at your own practice now, what kind of services are you primarily doing?
Right now, we just have bod core. We are doing facials, radio frequency treatments, lashes, microblading. And then once we transition into the bigger facility, then I'm going to get like a laser hair removal device. I want to do more aggressive skin resurfacing treatments as well.
Right. And what's the name of your business?
Flawless Beauty Club.
Flawless Beauty Club. I like that. That's cute. It's got a ring. So tell me about the bod core device. That's a body contouring device?
Yes. So it uses four different wavelengths that helps tighten the skin and reduce fat loss. So it's doing all of it in one time.
And is that something that somebody needs like 10 treatments, one treatment, three treatments? What is it?
So 10 treatments. They're scheduled twice a week over a 5-week time frame. We do measurements and photos on the first, the fifth, and the 10th treatment. So we kind of track their progress, and people lose up to 10 inches. So it's really—
Whoa, awesome. Wait, say that again. People lose up to 10 inches?
Yeah. And I've seen people lose 10 pounds. Like,
holy shit. Wow.
Depending on each person, obviously. You don't have 10 pounds or 10 inches to lose. So, you know.
Okay. So a little plug for Natalie. So if somebody wants to lose inches or pounds, I assume they can call you for like maybe a free Zoom consult, or come on in and get a consult.
Definitely. Yeah. Consultation. And we can kind of go over and see which treatment's best for you.
So would they just go online to flawlessbeautyclub.com or Instagram, or where would they find you?
Instagram, Facebook. We have Yelp on our website at flawlessbeautyclub.com.
Very, very cool. Natalie's become the body contouring queen. I love it. Wow.
Yes.
I've seen you as a brunette. I've now seen you as a blonde. I have never seen you like as a redhead. I'm sure you have one, right?
Next is red, pink, who knows?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of girls lately with like pink and green hair. I'm like, okay, maybe that's too much. I don't know. I'm not sure. Whatever. What do I know? I have no hair. What do I know?
Classic blonde, brunette, you know, kind of go
both. Awesome. So yeah. For people out there that are estheticians like you, do you feel like it would be good advice for estheticians to explore the wonderful world of technologies as they advance their careers?
Of course. And no other place that I would choose other than National Laser Institute.
Oh, I get a plug too. I like it. I get a plug too. We plug each other. I love it. Very, very cool. This is awesome. I love it. So aesthetic school, cosmetic laser school, landed a job within 2 weeks, worked there for 6 years, doing your own thing. And how old is your little one right now, your kiddo?
She's 12.
Holy shit. She's almost like dating. Watch out.
A teenager. I know. It went from like a kid to a teenager in 2 months. Like,
oh my God. Lock her down quick, right? Lock her down.
Yeah.
Just tell her for the next 5 or 10 years that she can't go out and meet boys. Just tell her the pandemic seems to keep coming back, because she's got to stay home for the next 5 or 10 years.
I know. I just want her to go back to when she was 5.
I love it. Well, awesome. Well, nice catching up, my dear. Glad to hear you're doing well. Thank you for kind of getting me up to speed with the wonderful world of Natalie at Flawless Beauty Club. I'm going to go lose 10 inches and 10 pounds next time I'm feeling a little heavy. Awesome. Yes. Nice seeing you, my dear.
Nice seeing you, too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.